Vasudeva called for his family priest, Gargamuni, and many Brahmins to do the sacred thread ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. When the boys had been born, Vasudeva had been in prison. He had not been able to give cows and charity to the Brahmins. Now he was very happy to give away thousands of cows, silk clothes, and ornaments to the Brahmin priests. After this, the two boys were sent to Sandipani Muni's Gurukul school in Ujjain for 64 days. Each day Krishna and Balaram sat in class and learned from their teacher. By nighttime, they knew everything very well. First, they learned how to sing and to make up lovely songs, how to play mridanga and other drums, as well as all kinds of music. They learned how to play musical instruments with strings like the veena, sitar, and tampura. Then they learned to dance to all kinds of music and songs. Also, they learned to write dramas and how to paint. They painted dots on the forehead and cheeks and learned to paint the doorstep with rice flour paste on special holidays. They made flower decorations and drew pictures on cloth. Then they learned to put colorful stones in valuable rings, necklaces, and bracelets. They also learned how to ring out different tunes from water pots by putting different amounts of water in many pots. While swimming with their friends, Krishna and Balaram learned how to throw water in the rivers and lakes. They learned to comb their hair in different styles and how to fix a helmet on their heads. Then they learned how to act in dramas and decorate the actors on the stage. They even learned how to do all kinds of magic tricks. They made different kinds of drinks and syrups. They learned how to make puppet shows. They also learned how to read and write, to work out a puzzle, and to do crossword puzzles. They learned how to write stories by making pictures. They learned how to build buildings and how to cut jewels. They learned to find special fruits and plants for making medicines. They learned to teach parrots to talk and answer questions, as well as how to speak with animals and birds and many languages of people all over the world. Then Krishna also learned how to foretell the future and how to defeat demons who were his enemies. Krishna and Balaram finished studying and wanted to do something nice for their dear teacher before going back home. Sandipani Muni knew these boys were really the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he asked for something very special from them, which no other boy could give. He asked them to bring back his son, who had drowned in the ocean some time ago. Krishna and Balaram got on their chariot and drove to the beach to ask the ocean god what had happened to the boy. Krishna said, "Sometime before, our teacher's son died in your waters. I order you to give him back." The ocean replied, "The boy was not taken by me, but was caught by a demon named Panchajanya. He is a big conch shell who lives deep in the water. Your teacher's son might be in the demon's belly." Krishna dove deep into the water and caught the demon called Panchajanya. But he did not find the boy in the demon's stomach. Then Krishna and Balaram drove out of this world to Samyamani, the home of Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. Krishna blew his conch shell. Yamaraj came out and offered his respectful obeisances to Krishna and asked,
"Oh, my lord, what can I do for you?"
"Since I am supreme, you should immediately give back the son of my teacher." Yamaraj was happy to bring the boy to Krishna and Balaram. They then traveled back to earth and took him back to his father. Naturally, Sandipani Muni was very pleased with Krishna and Balaram and said,
"My dear boys, you will always be famous all over the world. Whatever you say will always be as fresh and new as the eternal teachings of the Vedic scriptures."
Krishna and Balaram took the blessings of their teacher and went home on their chariot. They traveled as fast as the wind until they got back to Mathura. Everyone in Mathura was very happy to see them, of course. When Krishna came home from school, his best friend Uddhava came to see him. Krishna said,
"My dear friend Uddhava, I am always thinking about the gopis and Radharani in Vrindavan because of their special love for me. It must have been a terrible sight for them when they saw Nanda Maharaj coming back to Vrindavan without me. They love me so much that they are almost dead from being away from me. They are only alive because they are waiting for me to come back to them very soon. It is my duty to protect such wonderful devotees. Please go to Vrindavan and give them a letter from me."
Uddhava went to Vrindavan as fast as he could. He got there as the sun was going down and the cows were going back home from the forests. Everywhere, Vrindavan was filled with white cows and their calves. Cows were running here and there all over Gokul. Uddhava could hear the sound of cows being milked. Every home was filled with religious holy lamps and nice-smelling incense. All over Vrindavan there were colorful flower garlands, flying birds, and the sound of bees humming. The lakes were full of lotus flowers, ducks, and swans. Uddhava went to Nanda Maharaj's house. Everyone was so happy to see Krishna's wonderful friend Uddhava. Nanda Maharaj offered him a nice place to sit and started asking,
"My dear Uddhava, how is my friend Vasudeva and his good wife Devaki? Please tell us if Krishna and Balaram remember their father, mother, and friends from Vrindavan. Does Krishna like to remember his cows, his gopis, his Govardhan Hill, and all the places he played in Vrindavan? Or has he forgotten all these by now? Is he coming back here so that we can see his beautiful face again with those lotus-like eyes? We remember how he saved us from the forest fire and how he saved us from the great snake Kaliya in the Yamuna River. We are always thinking of how he saved us from so many terrible and dangerous situations. Oh, how sweetly Krishna used to smile. When we go to the Yamuna River, the lakes of Vrindavan or near Govardhan Hill, and the fields where the cows eat grass, we still see Krishna's special footprints there on the ground. We always remember him playing in those places. We know that Krishna and Balaram are more special than any of the other little boys. They are even more special than any of the demigods. And we know that they have come here to do many special and wonderful things. How else could Krishna have killed King Kamsa, who was as strong as 10,000 elephants? How wonderful it is that Krishna killed all the terrible demons like Pralambasura, Denukasura, Arishtasura, Trinavrata, and Bakasura. Even the demigods were afraid of those demons, but Krishna killed them very easily. He even killed the giant elephant Kuvalayapida and all those strong wrestlers.
Mother Yashoda just kept crying when she thought of her wonderful son. She missed him so much. Uddhava said, "My dear Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna told me that he is coming back to Vrindavan very soon. He is almost finished with everything he has to do in Mathura. So please do not cry just because Krishna is not here right now. You already think of him 24 hours a day, and yet he will come and see you very soon. Actually, Krishna is right here in everyone's heart. No one is greater than he is. He came here just to save and protect his devotees." The whole night, Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava sat talking all about Krishna. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, the gopis finished their Mangal Aarti ceremonies by lighting butter lamps and sprinkling butter and yogurt. The bright lamps made their bracelets shine. Then they churned butter. The churning rods, their arms, their earrings, bangles, shoulders, everything moved. While making butter, they sang songs about Krishna. After Krishna had gone away to Mathura, the gopis came every day early in the morning to visit Mother Yashoda. They knew how sad Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were when Krishna left Vrindavan. After the sun came up, the gopis came as usual to visit Nanda and Yashoda. When they got there that morning, they saw the golden chariot of Uddhava at the door. They became afraid and very quiet for a long time. Then they whispered to each other, "What is this? Whose chariot is it? Has Akrura come again? Already he has taken away our beloved Krishna. What could he want to do to us now?" While they were talking like this, Uddhava came out. When the gopis saw Uddhava, they knew a great devotee of Krishna because he looked a lot like Krishna. He was dressed in yellow clothes and wore a garland of lotus flowers. His face was very beautiful. One of the gopis said,
"This boy looks just like Krishna. Who could he be? He has the same lotus petal eyes, the same raised nose and beautiful dark face, and is smiling in the same way. He even dresses exactly like Krishna. Where has he come from?
The gopis were very, very excited to hear that Uddhava had brought them a letter from Krishna. They called him over to sit down in a quiet place so they could speak with him. Over and over again, they talked about all the things their beloved Krishna used to do when he was a small boy. One of the gopis, Srimati Radharani, was thinking about Krishna so much that she started talking about him to a bumblebee flying near her lotus feet. She talked to him as if he were Krishna's messenger, like Uddhava. She said,
"Oh, bumblebee, you like to drink honey from the flowers. I see the red kumkum powder on your mustache from Krishna's flower garland. Did you come to tell us about Krishna? Are you trying to touch my feet? My dear bumblebee, let me warn you, don't touch me. We loved Krishna so much, and then he just went away to Mathura. You foolish bumblebee, do not sing about Krishna here. Whatever you say will be old stories to us. Krishna is now in the city, and is better known as the friend of Arjuna. He must have many new girlfriends, and they are surely very happy. Go there and sing about Krishna. We left our families, husbands, and children only for Krishna, but he left us for lost and did not even come back to Vrindavan. That was not very fair. Here's the problem, dear bumblebee. Although it was not very nice of him to go away like that, we cannot stop remembering or talking about him, and we are always trying to find him again. It is better to talk about something else. We are only getting more and more sad that he is not here with us anymore."
Suddenly, Radharani did not see that bumblebee flying around her anymore, so she said,
"Oh no, maybe he went back to tell Krishna that I don't want to hear about him. Oh."
Fearfully, she looked and looked for the bumblebee. Finally, she found him and told him,
Never mind. Forget all these things. Now, please tell me how Krishna is doing in Mathura. Does he still remember his devotees in Vrindavan? I'm sure he must talk about us sometimes. We all love him very much. Do you think Krishna will ever come back again and put his arms around us?"
Uddhava stood there, listening to Radharani talk to the bumblebee about Krishna. He thought, "How wonderful it is that these gopis love Krishna so much that they think about him all the time." Out loud, Uddhava said, "My dear gopis,
You are all wonderful devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am carrying a letter from Lord Krishna to all of you. Here, I will read it. He says, "My dear gopis, my dear friends, I have never been away from any of you at any time. I can never leave you. All of you loved me so much from the very beginning of your lives. My dear gopis, while I am in Mathura, you will always be thinking about me even more and more because you love me so much. And because you are always thinking of me, I am always right there with you in your hearts." The gopis greatly missed Krishna and were happy to hear his message. One gopi said, "My dear Uddhava, we always pray that Krishna will soon come back here again. We always remember everything we ever said or did with Krishna. Vrindavan is the land of rivers, forests, and cows. We hear the sound of the flute all the time. Krishna and his elder brother, Sri Balaram, enjoyed playing in these nice places with us. Everything in Vrindavan always makes us think about Krishna and Balaram. The footprints of Krishna are still on the ground. But all these things cannot help us to get Krishna back in Vrindavan again." Another gopi said, "My dear Uddhava, we always remember Krishna's joking words, all the beautiful ways he looked, and how he smiled and walked. We can think only about Krishna, and we can never forget him. We are always crying for him and praying, 'Dear Lord, please come back to Vrindavan again. We are so very sad without you here.'"
The gopis missed Krishna very much. Uddhava said, "Close your eyes and think of the wonderful things Krishna did when he was a small boy. I will tell you many stories about Krishna. I am sure you remember them all. While I am talking about Krishna, and you are remembering, Krishna will be here with us." Uddhava stayed in Vrindavan for some time and told stories all day long about Krishna. By hearing so many wonderful stories, the gopis really felt that Krishna was always with them. As they talked all about him, the days went by quickly. It was easy for Uddhava to tell stories about Krishna in the shade of the Vrindavan forests near the Yamuna River, with its fruit trees and beautiful flowers, Govardhan Hill and caves. And everyone was so happy that Uddhava was with them in Vrindavan. It was as wonderful as having Krishna himself there. Then one day, Uddhava wanted to go back to see his dear friend Krishna. He asked Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda if he could go back to Mathura. Then he went to see the gopis one last time. After this, he sat on his chariot ready to go back home to Krishna in Mathura. Everyone in Vrindavan came to say goodbye to Uddhava and to give all kinds of presents to him to take back to their beloved Krishna. Thank you.
When Uddhava got back to Mathura, he went straight to his master, Lord Sri Krishna. He brought all the gifts from all of Krishna's friends and Krishna's mother and father in Vrindavan. He told Krishna how much everyone there loved him and missed him. He said, "You will be glad to know that everyone is well, and the gopis were happy to hear your message and all the stories I told them about you." Krishna loved the gopis very much and was always thinking about them. Day after day, Uddhava told Krishna many of the stories about his visit with Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and all the gopis of Vrindavan. When Krishna had first come into Mathura, Kubja, the hunchbacked woman, had given him a nice cool dish of lovely smelling sandalwood paste. One day, Krishna went with Uddhava to her house, just as he had promised. When he got to her house, Kubja jumped up to welcome her wonderful guest. She gave him a nice place to sit and worshipped him properly with great respect and honor. She was very surprised to see Lord Krishna right there in her own home and became quite shy. Krishna reached out to catch Kubja's hand. He pulled her over to sit down right next to him. Respectfully, Kubja touched Krishna's lotus feet. Though Kubja had given him only a little sandalwood paste, the Lord was so happy with this loving service that he came to her house for a special visit just to thank her. Kubja said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, please stay here for a few days with your beautiful friend Uddhava." Krishna politely said, "I thank you for your wonderful service and devotion, but now some other work is waiting for me, so it is time for me to go with Uddhava.